Electricity rates in Juneau are 20% higher as of yesterday. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska late Friday approved Alaska Electric Light and Power's request for an interim rate increase. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has more.
Residential and some small commercial customers will pay nearly 2 cents more a kilowatt hour on the amount of electricity they use. The customer charge does not change. For most households, a kilowatt hour will cost almost 12 cents at AEL&P's peak or winter prices. That's $14.50 more a month at an average use of 750 kilowatts. This summer, the price is slightly less. AEL&P Consumer Affairs Director Gail Wood says the long days will make it easier for customers to adjust.
We can kind of get used to it. Since the summer months, we're on our off-peak rates and we're not using as much electricity.
AEL&P says the interim increase will bring its rates more in line with the true cost of providing service, but it had to convince the Regulatory Commission the rates were just and reasonable. That is, covering operating costs and getting a fair return on its investment in the plants that generate electricity. The commission questioned the investment in the $79 million Lake Dorothy Hydroelectric Project. Last month, it denied the rate increase for lack of evidence the new dam was required for reliable service. In its order allowing the interim charge, the commission said AEL&P turned that around at its July 6th hearing when it presented several studies showing Lake Dorothy to be the most cost-effective project to meet Juneau's future electricity needs. The RCA also found convincing testimony that AEL&P is unable to cover its debt service at current rates, and it said there is precedent for a 20% increase. But company executives were the only presenters at the July 6th hearing, so the commission had no evidence to the contrary. With the approval to jack up prices, customers will now be paying the biggest chunk of AEL&P's request for a permanent 24% increase. Regulators have until July 2011 to rule on that, and it's possible they could determine the interim rate is too high. Wood says the company would refund the difference.
Now, if the commission, in their final determination, sets a rate that's less than 20% higher based on our energy and demand charges, that is when there'd be a potential for a portion being refunded. The difference between what they ultimately decide our permanent rate should look like and what had been charged on an interim basis.
As the RCA takes up the permanent rate case, it questions the $30 million cost overrun on the Lake Dorothy project, as well as ongoing seepage problems and the company's assertion that the hydro project started commercial operation last August. It was shut down in March to repair the leak and will not be back online until later this week. The commission also says it hopes the Attorney General's Regulatory Affairs and Public Advocacy Office, as well as adverse parties, will participate in the rate case. One of those parties will be the Juneau People's Power Project. The grassroots organization has filed a petition to intervene on behalf of Juneau ratepayers. Bill Burke is one of the group's founders. He expected the RCA to approve an interim increase, but not 20%.
We were not shocked, but very disappointed in the RCA's decision for the interim, because I don't think AEL&P presented a strong case on the 6th, and we just think that we have some additional information beyond what RAPA can present.
The RCA has granted the interim rate as the company requested in its May 3rd filing. That means it went into effect in mid-June. Electricity bills put in the mail today will reflect the charge. In Juneau, I'm Rosemary Alexander.